This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we began a topical study focusing on joy and rejoicing as found in the book of Philippians. After I collected information on this topic, I correlated it into an outline. 1. Joy through fellowship, and then subpoints: joy in prayer for faithful partners, joy because of Christian harmony, joy in welcoming a faithful servant. And then 2, joy through service. Subpoints: joy because Christ is preached by others even when their motives are questionable, joy because of deliverance through the prayers of others, and joy even through suffering because of progress in Christian growth. And finally, joy because of fruitfulness. And then 3, joy through worship. Share what God is doing so others can rejoice in and praise God. Focus on the Lord as the basis of your joy. Focus on the Lord as a habit. Again, I say rejoice, Paul said. Now, based on this outline, I crystallized the material into the following conclusions or applications. Christian joy is found through participating with God in the developing of other lives and in creating and cultivating mutually supportive relationships. I can bring joy to others by sharing what God is doing in my life. I can contribute to creating an atmosphere of joy by living in harmony with fellow Christians. I should rejoice if Christ is preached, even if I question the motives of some doing the preaching, and work at meditating on the person of Christ. Even if you don't seem to have any other reason to rejoice, rejoice because you know Him. If you'd like to see this fleshed out more fully, go to my website, gettingthemessage.org.